This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are sweating through a brutal heat wave in the West. It may be 107 degrees today in Phoenix. Sacramento hit an all-time high of 116 yesterday. The AP's Ed Donahue says they're worried about possible blackouts in California.
Governor Gavin Newsom says run the air conditioner early when there is more power available. Later,
in particular, 4 p.m., please turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees or higher and avoid, to the extent possible, using any really large appliances.
It's not just miserable in California. In Utah, in Salt Lake City, the temperature reached 105 degrees, the hottest September day recorded going back to 1874. I'm Ed Donahue.
A warning from experts about what the war in Ukraine is doing to the nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia. We are playing with fire, says the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency. At a UN Security Council meeting, Secretary General Antonio Guterres said this.
Zaporizhia facility and its surroundings must not be a target or a platform for military operations. As a second step, an agreement on a demilitarized perimeter should be secured.
Steve Bannon, a longtime ally of former President Trump, says he expects to be charged soon in a state criminal case in New York. Bannon reportedly plans to surrender tomorrow. The Washington Post reports that Bannon will face charges that he duped donors who gave money to fund a wall on the southern border. Allegations that also resulted in federal charges against Bannon. Until then, President Trump pardoned him. Seattle Public Schools canceled today's first day of school after teachers voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike over issues that include pay. A shark killed a cruise ship passenger from Pennsylvania who was snorkeling in the waters around the Bahamas, say authorities. This is AP News. It'll be a historic day at the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports a former president and his wife are returning.
Barack and Michelle Obama returned to the White House today for the unveiling of their portraits. It's the first unveiling since Obama hosted George W. Bush 10 years ago, continuing a recent bipartisan tradition of the sitting president inviting his immediate predecessor.
We may have our differences politically, but the presidency transcends those differences.
But for reasons publicly unknown, the tradition was halted during the Trump years. Obama did not return here until 5 months ago.
I heard some changes had been made.
Joining his former vice president in April to mark the Affordable Care Act's anniversary, Michelle Obama will walk in the mansion today for the first time since moving out. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.